Good morning, boys. How are we doing today?
Great. Our reports with Bob, brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. So who gets the hero sandwich for yesterday's game?
Well, I don't know. I think you always have to give it to Corey Kluber when he goes out and obviously dominates the other team and allows the offense just to get rolling a little bit. It makes it a little free and easy when you know Corey Kluber's on the mound and going to limit the other team to just a run or two at the most. And so he's always my guy that gets the hero sandwich. But it was nice to see the offense click this weekend. 99,000-plus fans over the 3 days, almost getting to that 100,000 mark for a weekend in attendance. We hadn't done that since 2014. So we were just about 400 and some shy of that mark. So it was a great weekend altogether. Packed houses, Rock and Blast was phenomenal. And then you get three wins on top of it.
Well, sure. That's what we knew after that West Coast trip where we were all kind of licking our wounds, I guess, as it were, and wondering what's going to happen with this team. But Terry Francona always talks about just kind of looking to the next game and putting the pieces together and moving on from there. I want to get back to Kluber for a moment. Every time things come out about Corey Kluber, Bob Feller's name is being mentioned. I mean, it's like
He is in the record books with all the biggies. There's no question about it. And he will go down as certainly one of the great pitchers in franchise history. And we have a rich pitching history here at the Cleveland Indians. And Bob Feller, obviously, at the top of the list. But people like Addie Joss way back when and Mel Harder. And you throw in Sam McDowell and Louis Tiant, Bob Lemon and Early Wynn and Mike Garcia. I mean, we've had some terrific pitching. Charlie Nagy winning 130 games for the Cleveland Indians. But Corey's going to be right near the top along with Rapid Robert, especially in strikeouts. Sudden Sam McDowell and Feller were two of the biggest strikeout pitchers in the history of the game. And Corey Kluber is right next to him.
Hey, let's speak of the strikeouts. Danny Salazar seems to have found something this weekend.
That was probably the important moment of the weekend was the fact that Danny Salazar, you didn't know what you were going to get after not pitching in the big leagues for 7 weeks. And just so odd with him that a year ago, we were discussing whether he should be the starter at the All-Star game. 1 year later, he's rehabbing at Mahoning Valley. You just don't know what's going to be there. The great thing about after his dominating performance was that he felt really good yesterday. That's one of the things you always look at is how's a guy that was on a rehab assignment, the day after he pitches, what's his body feel like? What's his arm feel like? And he felt really, really good. And he showed that the way from the first pitch on, throwing high 90s, just throwing a lot of fastballs by people. He was dominating as well. That's a really good sign for the Cleveland Indians.
Bob, how is Jason Kipnis doing?
That's going to take a while. I don't know if it's another whole month where we have to wait, but that hamstring, not good, and you can't come back quickly from that. You must be patient with hamstring pulls. Those things will linger and linger if you try to come back too soon. So he's still a little bit of a ways away.
We're talking to Bob DiBiasio of the Indians. Tribe had a scheduled off day today until some rain was back in May. Was that the series?
Yeah.
So we've got the Reds makeup game that we're going against today.
If you look on your schedule and you see an off day, that is not true. As you just said, it's a 7:10 start against the Cincinnati Reds and the LA Angels with Mike Trout and Albert Pujols come to town, and then we go to Chicago, and that ends the month of July, and then we'll hit into August, which will be probably the make-or-break month of this baseball team, as we need to really kick it in gear, because there in the month of August, there is not a single team that is under 500 that we will play against in the entire month of August. Playing the likes for the first time this year, the Yankees and the Red Sox and Tampa Bay, who has been a real surprise team this year, obviously will play the Twins and the Royals. So that's the group, and Colorado snuck in there for two. So a lot of tough baseball coming ahead here in August. But the next nine, starting with the Reds tonight, the Angels, and then the three in the Chicago White Sox at Chicago, we better make some hay here over these next nine, because it's going to be a tough road in the month of August.
Well, Tom Hamilton mentioned the trampoline that apparently has been installed there at Progressive Field. Let's hope we can utilize that a little more, as we've got some momentum going there, and it's hopefully something that's contagious that we can see with this, not only the game against the Reds, but the Angels as well.
Yep, exactly. We have finally a 500 record at home. We had the second best home record in all of baseball last year. Now we're back to 500 at home, six over 500 on the road. So let's hope that this this really fun weekend is as you said, as Hammy said, the trampoline. Let's hope this really vaults us forward into starting to play some really good, consistent baseball. Kansas City Royals are only a game and a half behind us. They've won five in a row, so they're nipping at our heels.
Stop looking in the rearview mirror, Bob. Look ahead. Look to see where we're going, not who's coming up from behind.
That's right.
Right. All right, Bob. We'll talk with you again next Monday. Thanks very much for your time.
All right, gentlemen. Take care. Go Tribe.